Hey everybody, I'm going to look today at John chapter 3, starting verse 22. This picks up right after Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus about being born again. It starts in verse 22. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salem, because water was plentiful there. And people were coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been put in prison. Now discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. When they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who is with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, 'I am not the Christ.' But I've been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. And he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." So this is in the Gospel of John, John the Baptist's last appearance. It's his last role, and he makes a definitive statement about who Jesus is and who he is in relation to Jesus. And he opens up a theme that is scattered throughout the Gospel of John, maybe one of the major themes of the book, that I just want to point out and draw our attention to. And if I were to summarize the theme, it would be that Israel is God's bride and that Jesus is the bridegroom. And he has come to marry them in a fulfillment of the old covenant, but a renewing of the old covenant so that she can truly be faithful to him and bear fruit that gives him glory. So just to highlight some ways in which John has emphasized this theme in the prologue, at the culmination of the prologue, John says that there can be children of God now, not born of the flesh, not born of the will of a husband, but born of God, born of the Spirit. So right from the beginning, it speaks of God's desire to have sons and daughters, to have spiritual children. And then, of course, John the Baptist sees Jesus and identifies him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And he sees the Spirit hovering on Jesus, just like it hovered over creation, over the waters of creation to bring forth new life, just like the dove came to Noah at the beginning of a new world where Noah was then to be fruitful and multiply and bring forth new life. So the Holy Spirit, all through the Gospel of John, represents this new life, this new birth, this new fruitfulness of the people of God. And it speaks of this being fruitful and multiplying. Well, then, of course, you get the first sign that Jesus performs in the Gospel of John at a wedding feast. It's the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee. And this is more than just an accident. This is John's way of emphasizing Jesus speaking of his desire for a wedding that is to come. And again, I think that wine at the wedding is the wine of the kingdom. It's the wine of the Spirit. And then in the following section, Jesus goes to Jerusalem and purges the temple and talks about his body being a new temple. This opens up the very biblical theme of the tabernacle and the temple being a wedding house, a nuptial chamber of Israel and God. And so Jesus is he is the bridegroom, and he has come and he's getting rid of the old house and he is preparing a new house, and that new house is his body. So again, this carries forward this theme of marriage and the nuptial theme. And I would encourage you to always note that theme of marriage in the Bible. It comes up in so many ways, God marrying his people and longing to bring forth fruit from them. And then we have the incident at night with Nicodemus. I think there's Passover themes because that's at night. But this is a leader of Israel, a teacher of Israel, who should have understood what was going on. He's sort of an insider. He's in the leadership circle of Israel, and he has no understanding that God wants to bring about a new birth for his people. He wants the Spirit to come and open up people to God as Father, to God's influence in their hearts. Nicodemus doesn't get this, and it's a great tragedy. And then we have this shift to this conversation with John, in which John finally and permanently says, I'm not the Christ. My job is as the friend of the bridegroom. And my job as friend of the bridegroom is to see when the bridegroom is coming and to tell everybody, hey, he's coming, get ready, so that they can be a part of the festivities where the bridegroom takes his bride to his newly prepared house where they can bear children. And so again, and we could carry this theme forward. In a future conversation, Jesus will speak with the woman at the well about her husbands. So there's this great theme in the Gospel of John that God wants to marry his people. He wants to bring forth spiritual fruit. And the Gospel of John is inviting us to believe in the bridegroom, to trust in him, to allow him to give us the Holy Spirit so that we can bring forth fruit to God, so that we can both be his bride, but so that we can also be bringing forth spiritual fruit, bringing forth spiritual children. So just two maybe challenges or applications that I would bring out of it. We are all to be born from above. We are all to have hearts renewed by the Holy Spirit, where we're open to God's teaching and tender to his conviction and to his leadership. And the Gospel of John is this great invitation to become children of God by latching on to Jesus and trust and following him. And then a corollary to that, what John says is, he must increase, I must decrease. I think that's true of every disciple. Our identity, our role, maybe even the ministry God has given us, must become secondary. If I could maybe riff on this, it would be, Jesus must be fruitful and multiply in me, and not me in my way or my ministry or my reputation or my preference. And so it's this repeated theme, and it's a beautiful way that John goes out. He goes out pointing, as he was supposed to do, to the Christ and saying, he's the bride, he's the bridegroom, and we are invited to be his bride and to bring forth spiritual fruit by the gift of the Holy Spirit. So may we believe in the Son so that we can receive and continue to receive that new life, that we can bring forth spiritual fruit to the Father. Lord bless you.